The Sports Map Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SPORTSMAPRADIO for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Thank God.
Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue on a Throwback Thursday. All right, listen, it's NFL's birthday today, 100 years old, 1920. We're doing a Throwback Thursday on that, but we got to get the good of the day. What's better than that? Well, let's find out. What is the good?
Well, I'm going to talk about a different type of football.
All right.
I'm going across the pond, if you will, and I'm going to talk to you about Neymar. Because in the past, we've kind of talked about the bad for Neymar, the dumb for Neymar, with regards to his mom dating a boy toy.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story. Yes.
So Neymar earlier this week fell into hot water because after the Champions League semifinal, he swapped jerseys with an opposing player.
And that's not good, right?
I mean, before COVID,
that was
totally
okay.
Fine. Everyone swapped jerseys. Now that... swapping jerseys was almost looked upon as, hey, he needs to go into quarantine now.
Oh, gosh.
So he would have ended up missing this Sunday's final, but the UEFA Federation decided, you know what? It's okay. He can play.
Yeah. Good for them.
I'm glad because, you know, I mean, if all of these players are tested, put it to you this way in NBA terms. If LeBron and Giannis decided to swap jerseys, you know, Is that such a bad thing?
Yeah, if they both tested positive, I mean negative, why can't they change
over
jerseys?
And over and over again? Because
yeah,
these guys get tested
daily.
Every single day.
Like if you're getting negative, 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 and they want to swap jerseys, why would you freak out over that? Like I'm not getting this. Like I'm not. Sometimes I don't get some of the rules.
Yeah.
If everybody is negative. Like everyone in my house, nobody in my house has the virus and we're living normally. Like I don't speak to my kids at a 6 feet distance.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, yeah, like they're opposing players. I mean, you know, one, I know PSG is in Paris, but I think Leipzig might be in Austria or Switzerland. So they're in rival countries, but still, I mean, again, these guys are getting tested all the time.
Yeah.
So I was glad that, you know, they didn't suspend him for the final because he's a big deal.
That's
he's
right.
A big deal for PSG.
He is a big deal.
He's a player that would determine whether or not they actually have a chance to win the game.
Right.
And so in the Champions League finals this Sunday. So guys, tune in.
Very good.
See some great soccer.
All right. What's the bad?
I got two. Because one I'm kind of tired of talking about. I think we're all tired of talking about. But I just want to mention it. That Jeff Lowe announced that Tiger King Zoo is closed to the public indefinitely.
Yeah.
Or immediately.
I kind of saw that.
Yeah, he came under fire with the USDA and PETA and all that fun stuff, and they dropped the hammer on him. Plus, I think attendance has been low for him, and they need the attendance. I don't know how many people are now going out and buying tiger cubs from them.
Yeah, right.
You know,
exactly.
Like they were with in the Joe Exotic days.
When no one was paying attention as to how
right.
You got a tiger, now everybody knows how you got this. You're probably seeing a decline in the desire to buy tiger.
Well, now because I mean it's illegal to own a big cat in certain places where you
right.
live. You know, there's probably a crackdown. Would you imagine?
I would imagine, yeah.
That all of a sudden, I mean, that's the bad side of these three zoos who put their livelihood up on for film.
I don't like the idea of these roadside zoos.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big zoo guy in the first place, but whenever I go to one, I make sure I go to one that's like, we really give the animals some space. We really know what we're doing. We've got a ton of highly trained vets on staff. Like, those kind of zoos that are, like, really geared towards caring of the animals. Rather than, hey, man, you never seen a tiger before? We got one in a cage in the back over here. $20, you can go see it. Like, it was watching that documentary... It just creeped me out how these roadside zoos exist in the first place. And people are like, these are great. How great really are they? And
yeah,
so I'm kind of glad a zoo's like shut down.
Yeah, though, but don't worry, the Tigers will be well taken care of.
That's what you hope, right?
And
that's in the end.
And I don't know if they're still, if the Walmart, I mean, good thing for the pizza place there. You know, right. At least we had that going for us.
Yep.
But he said that the zoo will be open privately or will be kept running for future television shows.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because we need Tiger King the series in our life.
By the way, is anybody checking in on Doc Antle's sex cult down at Myrtle Beach?
I think,
has anybody
looked into
that?
He's kind of been under the radar. Carol Baskin is the only one whose name keeps popping up.
That's right. Well, nobody's checking in on the sex cult at Doc Antle's place.
No, I think he made it.
Yeah. All right. What was the second bat?
The other bat of the day is Japan has done it again. They installed public toilets in two parks in Tokyo that have transparent walls.
Oh, okay. Why?
The reason for this, because everyone runs into this issue when you go to a public restroom in a park, is it's twofold. One, is somebody in there, right? Because when you go up to the door, I guess that's an issue. Of whether or not someone's in there.
Just knock and find out if somebody's inside.
No, you can't do that, Tony. You can't just knock and find out if somebody's inside. God. Or if you slightly open the door and somebody goes, occupied, you close it right away.
And somehow can't do that?
You can't. That's a issue. The other issue is the cleanliness. Now, we do have an issue with cleanliness, public toilets and parks. Let's face it.
No doubt.
But and it is different for guys. But this way, the clear walls allow you to see the cleanliness to I guess, help you decide whether or not you want to go use it.
Oh, gosh.
But that's not really the bad part.
Okay.
Because once the user does go into the bathroom, as soon as he locks the door, the walls turn to an opaque look. So you can't see
so
from the
privacy.
Outside. Yeah, from the outside, you can't see on the inside. From the inside, it still looks transparent. You don't know if the walls have changed or not.
So
that's
you're
where
doing
the
your you're doing your business, and you think everybody can see you.
Well, no, it's this.
I'm really confused with this story.
Yeah,
I apologize.
This is where the bad comes in. What if you forget to lock the door?
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you don't know if you're inside. You don't know whether or not they can see you outside. Regardless, even if you lock the door, you still don't know. Like, what if it malfunctions and a panel doesn't change?
People will be able to see. In my head, and I'm kind of losing.
Well, you're not in Tokyo.
So if you're inside and you shut the door, and you lock the door,
right?
Does it feel like people can look at you?
Yes.
Even though they can't?
Yes.
So you're on the toilet, and you look
you're
out,
doing your
and
business.
You see everybody around you.
Yes.
But they can't see you.
They can't see you.
But you don't know that unless you know for sure that the door is shut.
Right.
But if the door is not shut, people can see you and you can see them seeing you.
Yes.
Got it. All right. That makes sense.
And it does. I mean, let's be honest. It does open the door, so to speak, for voyeurism.
Gotcha.
People who need that in their life.
Yeah, gosh. All right. So then what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is the human body. I need a doctor to help me out with this.
Okay.
I don't need a doctor.
Oh, okay.
But I need a doctor to help me out with this because this is one of the more bizarre stories I think I've ever read. There was a man who apparently his body was turning carbohydrates into alcohol.
How does that work?
I have no idea. He suffered from a I'm trying to remember what the disease
was
called.
So if he ate bread would turn into alcohol.
Yes.
Pasta turned into alcohol.
It's called the man suffered from auto brewery syndrome or ABS. Which is
that
caused,
sounds like an onion story.
It's not an onion story.
Auto brewery.
Yeah, it's not an onion story. Unfortunately,
if you're gonna come up with something, come up with something really medical. Then, hey, his body gets turned to alcohol, and it's auto brewery
apparently,
syndrome.
Apparently, we all have it.
We do.
Yes, okay. But our body is able to contain it for some reason. His genetic. His genetic makeup was accelerating the amount of alcohol his body was changing carbohydrates into.
All right. So he goes to
a restaurant. It's caused when gut bacteria convert recently consumed carbohydrates into alcohol, rendering the carrier drunk.
Okay. So he goes to a restaurant. They bring bread to the table. He eats the bread. He can get drunk.
He can get drunk.
Does he suffer from like cirrhosis of the liver or any of those other horrible things that can happen to you when you're
No. But the issue is that his blood alcohol level skyrockets. So he had his license suspended because he kept getting pulled over for DUIs.
Sure.
But he didn't have a drink at all.
Oh, that's weird.
Now, this is where it gets even stranger, is that there is a cure for it. They did find a cure for it, or they tried something out, and it apparently worked. After doctors had prescribed heavy doses of antifungals and low-carb diet, the accident alcoholic still felt inebriated. I was even ticketed for drunk driving once, had his license suspended. They proposed a novel way to cure this, and it's from I'm going to clean it up a little bit, a fecal transplant. And this is where does not make any sense to me. So they took fecal matter, if you will, from his daughter, and that seemed to reverse whatever this problem was.
I'm going to take their word for it without any need of explanation as to how that actually occurred.
I'm assuming it wasn't an oral supplement.
Well done. Congratulations. I'm glad the research worked. I'm glad the grant allowed you to come up with this. I'm going to trust that you know what you're doing. I don't need to know how exactly that occurred.
So this dumb does turn to a positive in the fact that he finally got his he was awarded his license back by a judge. It took 3 years of him proving and going through this whole mess, but he was able to get his license back at the end. It's one of those things about the human body that it makes my head spin. I mean, first of all, to be able to turn carbohydrates into alcohol inside your stomach is beyond me. But then the cure was fecal, somebody else's fecal, that kind of reversed whatever was going on. That makes no sense. That's why I said I need a doctor to help me explain that.
That's amazing. Amazing. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. And it's brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. I take this, and it's fantastic. They get a 5-star review from me as much as a lot of other people who take it. The secret to Keto Energy Shots is the patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. It's powerful. It revs up your metabolism, and it turns your body into a fat-burning machine. In only minutes, feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. That is Ketones or Keto Energy Shots. Check them out. They're great. And again, I use as much as I spend at night getting ready for this show, it really does help me kickstart the energy. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. So continue along on Wake Up Call.